The social media and tech giants of the internet are censoring free speech. And now Silicon Valley is releasing their vision of the Nazi brown shirts, the information operations. John Bowne has the report.
Silicon Valley calls it information operations. That's the name Facebook head of cybersecurity policy Nathaniel Gleischer dubbed limiting free speech during the cabal's recent secret meeting in San Francisco. The tech giants want us to think they're monitoring foreign actors, which they're trying to do. But what other information operations are they cracking down on in there? PJ Media reports multiple posts sharing articles by prominent conservatives have been temporarily censored on Facebook under the excuse that they look like spam. Facebook censored the New York Post as Post contributor Selena Zico discovered, quote, "So this is interesting. Facebook took down my posts of my reporting for the New York Post. I've received 9 separate messages from readers telling me the same thing has happened to them. What's up, Facebook?" Zito asked in a tweet. And without missing a beat, the SPLC, which is facing at least 60 defamation lawsuits for targeting those that don't share their left-wing nut job views on their notorious hate map, continues its madness with the aid of Silicon Valley culture. A culture that has been microdosing on LSD for years to enhance performance.
There is a trend now, especially in Silicon Valley, interestingly enough, toward what is known as LSD microdosing. And that is the using of very, very small amounts of LSD for performance enhancement rather than to have a psychedelic experience. If a 100 microgram dose of LSD would be an official trip, if you will, 10 micrograms of LSD is a brightening and clarifying agent. It seems that around 10 micrograms or so, or 12 micrograms of LSD, is sufficient to generate what we know as a flow state, a sense of easily moving through the day, feeling that you have all your faculties with you, enhanced mental clarity, maybe greatly increased sensory acuity.
But LSD doesn't continue to work in small doses. And since 2011, the trend is alive and well, as Forbes reports. It seems that the uber-smart 20-something set is looking for a healthy alternative to Adderall, with the motivation being partly driven by a search for the creative and innovative effects from LSD, explains Fadiman. Since he first described the concept of microdosing at a conference in 2011, the number of people experimenting with this technique using LSD has been increasing, he reports. But anyone that has experienced LSD knows overuse eventually leads to mood swings, unwanted hallucinations, distorted thinking, impulsiveness, impaired judgment, and borderline schizophrenia.
Hey, don't take those, man.
What?
Wow, man.
Hey, what was that, man?
You just ate the most acid I've ever seen anybody eat in my life.
Hey, man, I never had no acid before, man.
Congratulations, Congress. This is who is currently in charge of our First Amendment. John Bowne reporting for Infowars.com.
Now, of course, the big story that is just breaking on Drudge, red linked at the top of Drudge, President Trump tweeted out this morning, Google search results for Trump news show only the viewing slash reporting of fake news media. In other words, they have it rigged for me and others so that almost all stories and news is bad. Fake CNN is prominent. Republican slash conservative and fair media is shut out. Illegal? 96% of that tweet I finished reading, and I will find the other 4% when we come back on the other side. This is The War Room. I'm going to be joined by Leo Zagami and Steve Pachinik today. You're not going to want to miss that. And I'll also have time for your phone calls. We'll be right back. Democrats trying to rig the midterm elections? Yes! Are the social media giants of Silicon Valley trying to rig internet search results as part of the rigging of the midterm elections? Yes! Is Donald Trump aware of all of this and calling it out right now? Yes. Is this the war room? Yes. Am I your host, Owen Troyer? Yes. Is it Tuesday, August 28th, 2018? Yes. Welcome to the broadcast. So, the big news. It's almost as if Trump was listening to the war room yesterday when I broke this down in segments 2 and 3 from yesterday's show, talking about how it's a two-tier process that the Democrats are trying to rig the midterm elections with right now. You've got the first tier, which is the social media, internet, Silicon Valley giants, rigging their algorithms to censor free speech on the internet, which is really censor conservative speech on the internet, censor Trump support on the internet, pretend that it doesn't exist, so they create an echo chamber of hatred for Trump, so that their false consensus that everybody hates Trump, he has to be impeached, can be echoed. Then they have the age-old tactic of dead voters, illegal voters. I mean, you know, you can look at all the different ways that the Democrats have tried to cheat in elections. But that's on the back end, which we're also having stories come up today. I've got multiple stories. You had elections going on in Florida today, and you had elections going on in Arizona today. And in both states, you're having major voter machine issues, where lifelong, and of course, somehow, you know, just coincidentally, it always magically works out for the Democrats. Lifelong Republican voters are going in and having their entire ticket when they select as a Republican, have their entire ticket selected as Democrat. And then in Arizona, you've got multiple polling locations shut down because of voting machine malfunctions. And you've even got stories where people aren't being allowed to vote because the voting machine or the people at the poll place. And again, it's only been Republicans that have filed these reports so far, not trying to play this as a partisan issue. I'm just reporting it as I see it. They're not letting them vote because they're saying it's not their signature. What? Okay, so you got all of that going on today. But the electronic voting machines is kind of the Democrats' final plan, you know, last stopgap measure to try to steal elections, which is a story in and of itself. And it's been proven multiple times now over the last 10 years by just about every news agency out there. These voting machines are easily hacked, easily tricked, easily manipulated, and they're owned by private corporations that have ties to George Soros. So you've got that going on. But getting back to the censorship issue. So President Trump tweets this out today. This was this morning. Google search results for Trump news show only the viewing / reporting of fake news media. In other words, they have it rigged for me and others so that almost all stories and news is bad. Fake CNN is prominent. Republican/conservative and fair media is shut out. Illegal. 96% of results on Trump news are from national left-wing media. Very dangerous. Google and others are suppressing voices of conservatives and hiding information and news that is good. They are controlling what we can see and cannot see. This is a very serious situation, will be addressed. That is President Trump this morning on Twitter. Huge. Huge. But I you know what? I'll say this. I'll give President Trump a hard time right now. It's just like when he tweets out the stuff about McCabe being corrupt and Mueller being corrupt and Comey being corrupt and the rigged Clinton email investigation and everything. You know, it's nice for the president to be putting that out there. It's nice for the president to let us know that he is aware that that is going on. But at a certain level, you kind of sit back and you say, well, wait a second, you're the president. We elected you to do something about this. Why don't you do something? Now, he's still got more than 2 years in his first term, hopefully another 4 years after that. So something could be done in that time span. I suppose we have to be patient, but we only have, what is it now, 72, 71 days until the midterm elections? 70? Thank you, guys. 70 days till the midterm elections, and President Trump needs to realize he has to act now. Otherwise, they're going to continue to rig these search results and rig the Overton window so that people don't actually see the real political discourse, the real political issues, so that they can run with the false consensus that everybody hates Trump, which is totally not true. So Trump puts that out this morning, and then all the stories go gangbusters. NBC Tech. Trump says Facebook, Twitter, Google are treading on very, very troubled territory, and they have to be careful. Where is this story from? Bloomberg. Senators criticized Google CEO for declining to testify. Yeah, Zuckerberg got to testify, not under oath. Dorsey's going to have to testify again. And so you got all these stories out. They're all over the internet today. And InfoWars reported it first. I remember in real time just doing it live on air, showing you the search results and how they were rigged. But it's even worse now, honestly. It really is even worse now. So that's the big news. And the question is, what happens next? All right. So before we go into the next segment, I have to cover some checks here. First, we have to tell you about some events coming up. First, we have the Free Alex Jones Rally, Saturday, September 22nd, 1 p.m., hosted by Patriot Prayer Group. That is Saturday, September 22nd, 1 p.m., downtown Austin, Texas, at the Capitol Building. The Free Alex Jones Rally, Saturday, 22nd, 1 p.m., at the Capitol Building in Austin, Texas. I will be there. Hope to see you there that Saturday. Then in November, Saturday, November 10th at 1 p.m. at the Planned Parenthood in South Austin on Ben White Boulevard, I'm having a rally to stop government funding of abortion. It's time for the government to stop taking taxpayer dollars and giving it to Planned Parenthood that then funds abortion and funds the Democrat Party. That is illegal. Now, I want to say one other thing. I was up late last night. It was a restless night. And it was mainly because I had one thing on my mind. Because when I commit to something, I can't half-ass it. I have to put my full ass into it. And so I'm up last night thinking about the InfoWars Army and just wondering, because I've got all these other projects going on, and there's all the projects going on in InfoWars right now. And I'm just sitting there and I'm wondering myself, did I bite off too much to chew? Are people really going to be interested in this? Is this even going to take? I've already got people here making amazing graphics. And so I'm up all night and I'm just restless over this whole thing. Is it really going to work? Is it going to be effective? Are people going to take the call to action? And then I get in today and I have dozens of emails from you out there, the audience, telling me how great of an idea you think it is. So I was very relieved after being awake last night, wondering if this was actually going to take off, to get those emails today. So here's what I'm deciding to do. I've already announced the InfoWars Army. It's already out there, plus the University Wars division of it, which I think Jake Lloyd is going to be helping kind of man the helm of that while I'm manning the helm of the InfoWars Army. But here's what we're going to do, because we've got some other T's to cross and I's to dot before we give it a full launch. And we got a lot of cool stuff coming. So this is kind of just a soft launch / soft announcement of InfoWars Army. You can email InfoWarsArmy@Infowars.com. Look at that. The crew's already got it up there. InfoWarsArmy@Infowars.com. And that is a direct link to me. I've already responded to people's emails. That goes directly to my inbox and I respond to you. So people are wondering, what do they have to do to get in the Army? So this is a soft announcement. We're going to do the full launch when we come back from Labor Day weekend on Tuesday, September 3rd, I believe it is. That's when I'll tell you all the plans, the first initiatives, the first directives. But that's the InfoWars Army, and I think it's going to be effective.
The War Room. InfoWars.com / show.
Voldemort just came in here and was rallying the troops, Voldemort Jones, and he's saying, look, Trump is calling them out. He's using our message against them. He's telling us he's aware of what's going on. He's been signaling that to us. And here's what it means for you. It's time to get active. It's time to push the pedal to the metal. We are winning. We have the momentum right now. We cannot get on our heels. We have to stay on our toes. That's why I'm pressing forward with all of these new projects that I'm doing right now. Because it's like, now is the time. In fact, I'll just tell you right now, when I think my first directive for the InfoWars Army to become a private in the Army, I think my first directive is going to be to go around wearing your Trump hats for, I don't know what I'm going to do, but just going. It's time for us to show our support publicly for Trump. Because everyone I talk to that wears Trump hats out consistently, that wears InfoWars t-shirts out every day, that is not afraid, not intimidated out of their right to free speech, tells me that they get 90% positive reviews in public. It's either neutral, no reaction, 90% positive reaction. 90% positive reaction if you go out wearing a Trump hat. And guess what? The 10% crazy liberals that are going to freak out and do something to you, catch them on camera. Catch him on camera. It's a viral video. It helps win the info war. We expose the mentally deranged that hate Trump. That helps us. So I think that's going to be the first directive to become a private in InfoWars Army. And then we've got a ranking system. There's 8 different rankings in InfoWars Army, 4 different rankings in the University Wars. So I'm excited for this. But here's what my concern was. My concern was that the audience wasn't going to take the call to action. My concern was that the audience would be all, you know, cheering, hoorah, hooray, but then when it came time for the rubber to meet the road, they would be nowhere to be found. But after coming in today, seeing the dozens of emails, people saying, what can I do? What do I need to do? It just tells me that people are going to react to this. So I think the first directive for me, we're thinking biweekly directives, maybe monthly, go out wearing a Trump shirt, wearing a Trump hat. Because here's what they try to do. This is the only way for us to defeat their false narrative, folks. You want to defeat the false narrative of the mainstream news telling you that everyone hates Trump? Go out every day in a Trump hat. Go out every day in a Trump shirt. Put a Trump sticker on your car. And yeah, well, okay, what's the response? Well, I mean, you know, I could get my tires slashed, could get my windows beat in, could have somebody spit on me. Well, if that's what it takes for victory, then that's what it takes. And I put my money where my mouth is. I'm not telling you to do anything I wouldn't do. I go out in Trump hats. I go out in the middle. People can't even believe what I do. I go out alone at these events half the time. So you become the rank of private when you accomplish your first call to action, your first initiative, which I'm thinking it's going to be some way. You just wear your Trump hat everywhere. Maybe you send me like, maybe it's like 10 selfies in a Trump hat. Because what is the media trying to do? They're trying to tell you that Trump is unpopular. They're trying to tell you the blue wave is inevitable. We know it's not true. But if we don't fight back in the real world, if we don't show our support for Trump in the real world, they'll get away with it. They're already trying. They're rigging elections and rigging the internet and still losing. So what are they doing? They're pushing harder. So in response, we have to push harder. Let's see. What is the crew? 10 selfies into a video montage. I want to make it as easy as possible for people. I don't want people to have to worry about editing or stuff like that. Obviously, videos is going to be the key to this. You know, whatever stunt you do or whatever thing you do, you know, videotaping it is going to be the key. But I think the first thing we're going to do is publicly supporting Trump 10 times. 10 different scenes where you're at a public space with a Trump hat. And then for University Wars, how about just wearing a Trump hat for your first for each of your first classes? So this is all going to be really rolled out next week when we return from Labor Day with Jake Lloyd. But this is my vision for defeating the fake narrative that Trump is unpopular. We go out in the real 3D realm and show how popular Trump really is. What is the media going to do if everywhere you go, you see a Trump hat? Media can't tell you that all these people are Russians. And then for a lot of these people, it's the first time that they've ever even seen a Trump supporter. They've never even interacted with a Trump supporter. So I'm getting off base here, but when Alex came in and told me, hey, we're having victory, motivate the base, motivate the audience, this was the first thing I thought of to say, hey, look, we are having victory, we have the momentum, now's not the time to sit back, though. Now's not the time to clink the glass and say cheers. Now is the time to push the pedal to the metal and grind this one out to total victory through the midterms. That's what we have to do. So it could be anything. I'm telling you, think of your own thing. I'll tell you a couple of ideas that came to my head. For example, you got football season coming up. You get three king-sized bed sheets, white king-sized bed sheets, and you put info on one, wars on the next, .com on the other, and then you stand there at the football arena holding it up, Infowars.com, 60,000 people see it. Now imagine if you had 10 people, I'd say it'd probably take a group of six people to pull each one of these off. So that would require 60 people. How could we not do this? Getting that done. Think about how many eyes would see Infowars.com if we had that many people just go to a sporting event, a football game where there could be 100,000 people if you go to an event at Michigan State, Michigan or Penn State or Tennessee. You'll have 100,000 people in the stadium that day seeing Infowars.com. 50,000 of them probably never even heard of us until you just did that. You just changed the world. You just beat it. You just beat the censorship in the real world. That's what you just did. And so you have someone snap a picture of that, send it to me. You just got promoted inside the InfoWars Army. And we're going to have perks. We're going to have benefits. Like I said, you have direct communication with me. So there's all kinds of stuff we're working on. But that's what I have in mind for this stuff. Or if you know there's... Here, you know what? I'll go ahead and I'll say this on air. This is one of my best ideas ever. I can't believe that no one's done this because I've never wanted to say it. Next time there's a leftist event, next time there's an Ocasio-Cortez event or some liberal event where they have a platform and speakers and everything... Get behind the camera so you're in the viewing realm of the video. See, I can't even tell this because now Media Matters is going to tell the Democrats this. But you know what? Then they'll have to change their plans. So I'll go ahead and say it anyway. You get behind them at public speaking events and you just act crazy. You just act like an insane person. Like bug eyes the whole time, like zoned out zombie, like you're kind of like going nuts half the time. I'm telling you. Because look at what happens when a video like that comes out. It goes totally viral, and people are like, holy smokes, the left is insane. Those videos have already organically happened, where you've got radical liberals sitting behind Democrat speakers, like all like hopped up on something, like, and it goes viral, and you're like, wow, we can do that and actually troll these people and make them go viral so that people think the left is insane, as they are. So that's the idea behind the InfoWars Army. It's a call to action for you to help us change the world, help Trump change the world.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life
is under attack. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
All right, we're going to be going to my guest, Leo Zagami, here in just a minute, and he's got all the updates with everything that's going on with the Pope. This is actually kind of reaching new levels here, folks, that I think people are going to be shocked by the outcome of this. But before I do it, I haven't even plugged yet for InfoWarsStore.com. And I have to tell you that this is the last week. You have till Friday at midnight. You have till Friday at midnight to go to InfoWarsStore.com and use coupon code WARROOM to get the official War Room t-shirt, the InfoWars Hexagon logo t-shirt for $14.95 flat rate with coupon code WARROOM at InfoWarsStore.com on the official t-shirt of the War Room, the InfoWars Hexagon logo t-shirt. And that logo, which has become maybe my favorite logo just because of its originality and its kind of inconspicuous nature, is about to be, well, let's just say we're going to be using it for more graphics here on the War Room in the near future. So take advantage. Coupon code War Room. This is it. Friday at midnight, it's done. And I'm not a nice guy like Alex who says, oh, I'll just leave it out there for him. No, I'm cutting it off at midnight. I'm cutting it. Alex extends his specials. He's a nice guy. He's the boss over here. If he wants to extend the specials, he does it. I'm the bad cop. I'm cutting it off at midnight. So you've got till midnight Friday to get the InfoWars Hexagon logo t-shirt for $14.95 with coupon code WARROOM. It goes back up to full price after that, which is $25, which is still a great deal, but why not save $10 while you can? Coupon code WARROOM for the InfoWars Hexagon logo t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, if you haven't yet, please find a household item at InfoWarsStore.com that you use and replace whatever the producer, manufacturer of that item or that supplement is. Replace that in your home with what we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Here's an example. We have fluoride-free toothpaste. So we have toothpaste, which is my favorite toothpaste. I've been using it ever since I worked here and they came out with it. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. I've been using that. Why not use that? Replace your toothpaste with InfoWarsStore.com's fluoride-free toothpaste. We've got shampoo, body wash. Everybody washes their hair. Everybody washes their body. At least I would hope. So why not get shampoo and body wash at InfoWarsStore.com? So just go to the store. You're going to find something there that you're either going to fall in love with that you never expected, like a nascent iodine, or you're going to see a product like toothpaste that you're already using, or deodorant that you already use every day. And you're going to find that not only is our toothpaste better, but you're also supporting a good cause shopping with the good guys. And, you know, before I bring on Leo too, and I'll just say this, folks, it really is incredible what we're doing right now, because their entire game plan with all of the censorship was to snuff us out of existence, quiet our voices, and then eventually that would lead to financially crippling us because they didn't believe in you. Just like they didn't think Trump could win because they didn't believe in you, they don't think InfoWars can win because they don't believe in you. So just understand that. When you go to InfoWarsStore.com and you support us, you are getting victory. Their entire formula was shut them down, silence them, box them in a corner until nobody can hear them anymore and they're totally demonized and dehumanized and then nobody will support them and then they'll just phase out and die. They underestimated you. You're supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we have the big specials and I salute you, and together we're charging forward and we have to just be steadfast in this, and we also have to be patient. We have to be aware. We have to be on our heels, our heads on a swivel. But people are really starting to see the Great Awakening coming to fruition. The question now is, can the Democrats with Google and other social media giants nullify the rejuvenation of America via their totalitarianism and their control grit? So that's what we're dealing with. All right. Leo Zagami is joining me now, and he is all things expert when it comes to the Vatican here on the War Room. So let's just bring Leo in with the big news. So obviously everyone's aware now, Leo, you've got these claims that happened in Chile, Pennsylvania. It's not good. Pedophile priests. It's getting worse for the Catholic Church. Then it comes out, and now even investigators and lawmakers are saying the Pope knew about it. The Pope covered it up. The Pope has remained silent. Your latest story says the Pope is preparing to move back to Argentina amongst controversies. Leo Zagami, is this Pope about to resign? Is Pope Francis on his last legs, or can he survive this pedophile conspiracy or pedophile just exposure of everything that's been going on in the Catholic Church?
Well, it seems like he's facing a conspiracy by the gay lobby. This is what some are saying. In any case, this Archbishop Carlo Maria Viganò, who published this incendiary letter, is now being criticized left, right, and center. I say that Pope Francis is preparing to resign because he knows that there is much more that is coming out in the next few months. But at the same time, ABC or mainstream news is saying the opposite because they are trying to still hide. And actually now they are counteracting the whole thing by discrediting the main source of this letter, which is Carlo Maria Viganò. I mean, they even remove Archbishop as title from his Wikipedia, or they are trying really to minimize what he's saying when the accusations are very clear. And I mean, at one point I read an article now on Vatican Insider, which is the most important Italian newspaper, La Stampa, who does this publication. And they were actually defending McCarrick in a way by saying, no, but he's not a pedophile. He only abuses young seminarians. I mean, it's really sick, the whole thing. It's twisted. And of course, it's like seeing somebody climbing a mountain in an improbable way, trying to see if he can reach the top again. But I think that Pope Francis could be resigning very soon. Of course, there is also signs of it from the internal politics of Argentina, because his number one enemy, once he goes back to Argentina, will be Cristina Kirchner, which is the ex-president of Argentina, who was a vehement critic of Pope Francis from his days back in Buenos Aires, when he was, of course, not the Pope, but he started to become critical of the policies of Cristina Kirchner. And in the end, they clashed very badly, and in 2006, Cristina Kirchner said that basically the devil sometimes wears robes. So the accusation was very heavy from the president of a state. And so this attack was never forgotten. There was an attempt in 2013 to make the two reconcile, of course, after the election of Pope Francis, and even before the election of Pope Francis, to show that everything was fine. But now Cristina Kirchner is being attacked politically and accused of corruption, so she can be, of course, out of the way for Pope Francis to come back.
Right. We've got 60 seconds left here, but actually, can you just kind of materialize this for us? Because I remember seeing the ex-Argentinian president having a lot of negative press. Was that what, because I wasn't aware of that background, was that why they were attacking her so much, because she was anti this pope?
Yeah, she was always anti this pope, even before he was pope, since his time as head of the Jesuits back in Argentina, then as Bishop of Buenos Aires. She was always critical of him because he was critical of her. He wanted to bring this liberal form of Christianity. And
Right. She was more of a nationalist centrist and a true Argentinian president. What was her name again? Was it Kirchner? I'm trying to remember. Kirchner?
Cristina Kirchner.
Yeah, because I wanted to have the crew look that up. All right, Leo, let's stick on this with the mainstream media, because you said something else key about this too. Why is the mainstream media seemingly ignoring this, right? I mean, it seems that this would be a big story. They love ratings, but they don't want to touch this one. We're going to talk about why on the other side with Leo Sagami.
We knew it was coming.
One must ask, the thinking man must ask. Since the election of Trump, you have had more sex trafficking arrests, more child sex trafficking arrests, more child torture dungeon cages shut down, more pedophile networks shut down, more Hollywood sexual depravity and sexual assault and sexualization being exposed and shut down. I mean, look at what has been exposed even from our own government, with millions of dollars from government taxpayer dollars towards settling sexual assault cases for congressmen and women. Wow. And then you've got the Catholic Church and all the exposure with the pedophiles now linking all the way up to the top, and even the Pope
is now mixed up in all this. Is it just a coincidence that this has all happened in such a short time frame since the election of President Donald Trump? No. No, it's not. Leo Zagami is the expert on all this. He's my guest. Leo, let's get back on what we were talking about with the mainstream media. Now, we talked about how they demonized Kirchner, the former Argentinian president, and I didn't understand it at the time. And then hearing you say that, going back to 2008, how she was against Pope Francis at the time, it all made sense to me. And now you see why mainstream media is barely covering all of this pedophile behavior in the Catholic Church in Pennsylvania, in Chile, but more importantly, the knowledge that the Vatican had of this and the attempted cover-up of this that now lawmakers are saying was the case out of Pennsylvania. In fact, let me even find this story here. I mean, I've got all the headlines. Historic bombshell: Vatican official accuses Pope Francis of covering up sexual abuse. Pope Francis declines to confirm or deny those claims. The Attorney General of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, says that the Vatican had knowledge of the cover-up. So it's all coming down. You think Pope Francis is going to be exposed, but Leo, why do you think the mainstream media is either not touching this or just kind of scratching the surface of this?
I think that now they're forced to cover it, but they will give their own spin to it. Clearly a spin that helps Pope Francis get back in track, because after these heavy accusations by a Vatican official, I mean, this thing is shaking the whole of the Vatican. Here in Italy, everybody's talking about it like in the rest of the world. And many people are asking, of course, the resignations of Pope Francis. And not only Carlo Maria Viganò, there is Cardinal Raymond Burke, there is many other conservative cardinals who are asking this Pope to resign, because covering up for many years the affairs of McCarrick and now justifying the fact that he abused only basically people who were above 18 years of age, so they were not young children. Now they're saying young seminarians. I mean, young seminarians can be younger than 18. They can be 15. They can be 13. I mean, you go in a seminary very young. So they're trying to cover things up and make this whole case backfire to Viganò. But I think that behind Viganò, of course, we have those people who want to save the Catholic Church from this disgrace, from this Pope who's been covering up pedophiles left, right, and center. We need to go back to that church that was a good church. So the problem now is that we are suffering the consequences of the Second Vatican Council, which came into place at the end of the 1950s and changed completely the Catholic Church from the fundamentals. And there was, after that, a methodical infiltration of Freemasonry within the Vatican. There is organizations, part of the Illuminati, the Academy of the Illuminati in Rome, for example. They're all operative in the Vatican. They're all working in the Vatican, linked also with satanic and Luciferian sects. And all this, of course, is connected to pedophilia and connected to all the abuses. Now, recently, there has been this big thing with this ship, the Diciotti ship, and these immigrants that nobody wanted to take in the rest of Europe. And Italy was, of course, forcing these immigrants to stay on this ship because Matteo Salvini wants, of course, the closing of our frontiers, because we are living next to North Africa.
And yeah, so the Pope tries to become some statesman dictate and determine the future.
He offered to pick up 100 of his immigrants, and already today he actually moved them to a place which is called Rocca di Papa, which means the Rock of the Pope, here near Rome. And already today, all the residents are complaining. And so there is absolute chaos. So the Pope intervened directly in the state affairs, forced Italy to accept these immigrants. And then today we have in Milan, Viktor Orban from Hungary meeting with Matteo Salvini.
Oh, and that's George good.
Financed 15,000 young people to march in the streets of Milan against Matteo Salvini.
Yeah, you want him and Orban meeting. They're trying to save nationalism and and sovereignty right now in the region, which is what the Pope is trying to destroy. But let me ask you this, and again, you can find all of Leo Zagami's work at leozagami.com. He's got all the breaking news on his website. But you mentioned Cardinal Raymond Burke. Now, he was at one time, I'm from St. Louis, and he was the archbishop in the Archdiocese of St. Louis at the time. And you probably are aware that the Catholic Church of St. Louis is probably the biggest Catholic base in the United States of America. It's probably in St. Louis. They were trying to move him up the ladder quickly. So hearing that name and hearing some other names you've mentioned, these are, we'll just say, quote unquote, conservative members of the Catholic leadership there, which is kind of few and far between for them to stick their neck out there and say anything conservative these days. But who is spearheading this right now? Who is spearheading the exposure of all the pedophilia? Is it people you've mentioned? Is it people we haven't mentioned? Is it someone behind the scenes? Who is spearheading right now what looks to me an internal reformation of the Catholic Church? Would you agree with that? And who's spearheading it?
Spearheading it, there is actually people very close to Donald J. Trump, including his ex-advisor Steve Bannon. They are involved in an organization called Dignitatis Humanae, and Viganò is also part of this movement to reform the church from within, with some heavy criticism towards this Pope, so we can in the end force him to resign and take his own responsibilities for what he has done. But not only him, all the people. Now, I was just checking out a few minutes ago, even on Fox, there is not only cause for resignation, but they have admitted that the Vatican will become bankrupt if the laws that are applied to every other organization will be
applied. Oh my gosh. Yeah, they should take in the immigrants and give them access to all the secret archives and all the gold they're hoarding.
Well, that will be very interesting to see what they have in their They are guarded by the Jesuits. The Jesuits are the scientists of the church, and Pope Francis is one of them. Their methodic and their way they operate is different from any other order in the Catholic Church. They don't have any ethics or morals apart from the fact that they need to operate for the Pope in charge. And now the Pope is one of them. So, of course, the Jesuits are in full control of the Vatican.
All right, Leo, I want to ask you one more question. And this is kind of a different topic. It's still on the Catholic Church here. But I'm sure you're aware of the fight between Katy Perry and the nuns of the monastery out there in California, the battle for that property rights, where the nuns had the rights to it. They were told they could have it by the original either landowner or property owner. I forget the exact situation. But then the Catholic Church said, no, we have control of this. They wanted to sell it to the highest bidder, which was Katy Perry, who was paying, like, I think, 2 times the market value. People have made up theories as to why she wanted it. You can figure out your own theories. People, you know, satanic rituals or what have you. So, and that the nuns were concerned about that too. And they were like, we can't have, you know, this satanic woman coming into our monastery and taking over a house of God. But look at this, just to show how pathetic it really is. The San Jose Diocese buys Bishop $2.5 million retirement home. So they're willing to shell out $2.3 million for this bishop just outside of Silicon Valley, which is a little suspicious to me. How is that guy worth so much? You know, what's he involved with? But how is it that they give him that retirement home, but they won't save the monastery for the nuns?
Well, there has been a whole controversy there, and there was a nun that even fainted in front of the court while she was... She died. It's a big scandal, because in the end, these nuns, there was a sale, the sale of this thing ended up with Pope Francis...
All right, that's Leo Zagami.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
All right, I was talking over Leo Zagami there at the end, so I've held him over for another 5 minutes. I want to once again get his response to how the Catholic Church will buy a retirement home to the tune of $2.5 million for a bishop, but a monastery where nuns had been living and worshiping and they've had it for decades. They're trying to sell that to the highest bidder, which is Katy Perry, who admits in television interviews she sold her soul to the devil and even had a nun pass out and die right in front of her. I mean, it's just eerie stuff. But these poor old ladies, Leo, why isn't the Catholic Church standing up for the nuns that dedicated all their service and were told they could have that home to retire in? But instead, they go out and they buy this bishop a $2.5 million retirement home. How do you figure that?
There is a mystery behind it. The mystery that Meghan Markle, the future wife of Prince Harry, went to school to this order of nuns. She was part of this convent that they sold. She was a part of it because she was attending the school of these nuns. These nuns were very peculiar nuns. They actually kind of lost it at the end of the 60s. They went all liberal and kind of communist. And at that
It was the 60s, Leo. Come on, man.
Of course. And at that point, they gradually built this kind of liberal Catholic community. And, of course, there was also Meghan Markle, who became then Meghan Markle. And for that reason, Katy Perry, of course, she wanted a piece of the cake. She wanted this prestigious place, you know. She wanted this royal connection, in a way. And plus, money talks. So even if the nuns sold it, there was a whole court case about the fact that the nuns were not really in charge of the place, because in the end, it's the Vatican that supervised.
Well, and the Vatican was upset because the nuns were willing to sell it to someone who wanted to turn it into kind of a hotel type situation, a nice hotel, and they were okay with that. But Katy Perry doubled the offer. And the Catholic Church said, yeah, we want to give it to the girl who said she sold her soul to the devil. And the nuns are like, no, let's sell it to this nice businessman, not the devil-worshipping Katy Perry.
Well, but of course, then Katy Perry went in front of the Pope and everything ended up with a smile in front of the Pope in this very hypocritical scenario, you know. But Hollywood is very much connected with Pope Francis. A lot of the money that actors they want to avoid, of course, tax payments, they kind of filter it through the Vatican Bank. That's what they do. So, I mean, not all of the payments for their movies goes into official accounts. And when they want to avoid tax payments, part of the money goes through the Vatican Bank. In exchange for this, of course, the Pope takes a commission. That's why very famous actors, when they go down to the Vatican, they usually leave $1 million, $1.5 million as a tip to the Pope.
Well, it's amazing that you got all this breaking news on all these different subjects all over the world, and there's no doubt that the Vatican is a big story right now. Pope Francis is a big story right now. I think that in America, we overlook it because of all the domestic news we have going in here, but in Italy, as you're telling me, it is one of the biggest news stories. That's where the Vatican is located. And so I think this story is really just getting its legs, Leo. So I'm sure we'll be hearing back from you. It's Leo Zagami, leozagami.com. And I mean, come on, he's got the best accent in the history of any InfoWars broadcast. There's no better accent than Leo Zagami. So take us to break, Leo, with that beautiful accent.
Well, it's great always to be on the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Thank you so much.
All right, there goes Leo Zagami, leozagami.com, folks. And if you follow his work, it's just like Infowars.com. Next year's news today.
WarRoomTheWarRoom.com.
Welcome back to the War Room. I now give out the phone number and open the phone lines. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. Roger Stone out today. Steve Pachinik had to go away for an emergency going on down in Florida, and we believe that has something to do with his responsibilities in the election integrity in Florida, where they're having all kinds of voting machine malfunctions. So in Arizona and in Florida today, massive, massive, massive malfunctions with the voter machines. Now, to me, there's only one issue in America today that the left and the right agree on, and that is a nonpartisan issue. None of us trust electronic voting machines. Can we come together and get rid of electronic voting machines? Think about that. Think about where we're at in America, where there's only one thing that we agree on, and that's that we don't trust electronic voting machines, but we can't even come together to make sure we have fair and trusted elections. Each side of the aisle has a different reason why they think the elections are rigged. The Democrats think the Russians are rigging it. Let's just say the left thinks that the Russians are rigging it. But I shouldn't even say that. It's really just the Democrats. The left and the Democrats it's all chaotic right now. But on the conservative side of the aisle, the right, Republicans, whatever, they look at it and they think the Democrats are trying to rig the electronic voting machines. George Soros, what have you. So who's ever right, who's ever wrong, we can banter about it and we can bicker, whatever. We both agree we don't trust the voting machines. Why do we still have them? How can we not come together? How can we not come together in America on the only issue we both agree on? We don't trust voting machines. With the biggest elections ever coming up, both sides agree. Nobody trusts the voting process with the electronic voting machines. Yet, what are we doing about it? Nothing. What do you even do? I mean, what do you even do about that? Huh. So, in the meantime, as we start to aggregate your phone calls here, let me just do some house cleaning here before we move on into the second hour. As you know, InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And I just got to say, just like they underestimated the American people and they didn't think you would vote for Trump, they thought they had you totally brainwashed, they thought you had you totally mentally enslaved, you went out and you elected President Donald Trump. No one's saying he's perfect, but my God, he saved America. Now they're underestimating you, thinking that you're not going to support InfoWars, that they can censor us into oblivion, and eventually all of our financing, which comes from our audience, will be cut off, and we will be essentially dried out and financially handicapped and then have to actually contract and eventually give up. But guess what? They underestimated you again, and you're going to InfoWarsStore.com, and you're getting the supplements. You're taking advantage of the 50% off the all-new Ultimate Bone Broth formula. You're taking advantage of coupon code WARROOM, where you get the official War Room t-shirt for $14.95. The InfoWars Hexagon logo t-shirt, $14.95 with coupon code WARROOM. You're going to InfoWarsStore.com. You're taking advantage of the brand new Ultimate Female Force at InfoWarsStore.com. So they're underestimating you again. Prove them wrong again. You know what? Look at this. Let's have a laugh, but at the same time, talk about serious issues. This is a story from Fast Company. Can you spare a dime for BuzzFeed? BuzzFeed's journalism arm is now putting out its hat, asking for any spare change. Ladies and gentlemen, BuzzFeed is broke. BuzzFeed has no audience. They have no support. They suck. They're trash. They're garbage. And they belong in the garbage heap. But in a last-ditch effort to save themselves, they're begging for funding. okay, hey, that's fine. We have a donor page at our site too, but you know why we have it, folks? It's not because we wanted to put it there. It's because you asked for it. I go out to events. I have people that try to cut me checks and hand me cash on the scene. And I'm just saying, no, ma'am, sir, please just go to InfoWarsStore.com and just buy the products. But so we have a donor page because that's what the audience wants. They asked us for that. BuzzFeed is now such a losing garbage pile that they're begging for your money because they can't survive without it. They don't have any audience. They don't break any news. BuzzFeed sucks. Snopes, you're next. Thanks, Snopes. You know what? I'm just going to hold on to that one. I'm just going to hold on to that one on Snopes right now. But I've got a little beef. Anyway, they're underestimating our audience. They did not think you'd go to InfoWarsStore.com. They did not think that you would buy the toothpaste. They did not think that you would buy the all-natural shampoo. They did not think that you would buy the most powerful supplements in the world, like Survival Shield X2, nascent iodine. They underestimated you again. Folks, I'm telling you, they honestly thought that they scored a buzzer beater to win the ball game when they shut Alex Jones down. By their measurements, that was them hitting a buzzer beater, shutting Alex Jones down to win the midterm elections. They underestimated the audience, and they didn't actually have good clock management. And so our audience is still supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com, and there's still time left on the clock for us to make a big impact before the midterm elections. And I've got plans in store with the InfoWars Army, which it looks like is going to be more popular than even I thought, to have citizen street activism that's going to hopefully red pill millions of people. And it's amazing because people always say, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? Well, now I'm going to take control of the InfoWars Army and I'm going to give you missions. I'm going to give you directives. I'm going to give you calls to action, and we will make national news. Remember when Alex Jones had the competition to say Bill Clinton is a rapist on national news and how it went totally viral and everybody had to talk about it? That's what we're going to do next. So you can email me any questions or concerns at InfoWarsArmy@InfoWars.com. And then once you submit your street activism, maybe you'll make the cut. You'll become a private and work your way up the ranks. So, but we're going to do a breakdown and a full announcement of that on Tuesday. So please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. It's how we make everything possible. I'm back here, folks. Let me explain a conversation that goes on at InfoWars. I've got like 10 things in the back of my mind that I'm trying to work on. And so I'm back there and we're working on a bunch of things and a bunch of other people here have great ideas. And so we're trying to flesh it all out and we're stuck with the same thing, which is like, well, where are we going to upload this? Where are we going to stream this? Alex is banned. Anywhere Alex goes, they ban. So, okay, what do we do? Well, now we have to build a new platform here. We got to upload to Reel.video. We got to promote this. We got to cross promote this. We got to have our own landing page. So all of this is going on. And guess what we're talking about? Expanding. We're literally sitting here in the midst of censorship. And the tech left, the fascist left, trying to kneecap us, trying to beat us, bludgeon us over the head. And we're sitting here like, come on, baby, give us more. What do you got? That's it? And so we're expanding while they're trying to stab us in the neck and kill us. We're talking about expansion. And it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Find a household item that you can replace, whether it be toothpaste, your toothbrush, your shampoo. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, your call's on the other side.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Stop impersonating Democrats.
Sorry, this is not.
I'm on two genders now!
Is that someone that you.
Science! 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 Climate change! 500 genders!
And
this is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Yeah, you got Stevie Jobs. All right. Welcome back to The War Room. The big news today, President Trump hits social media for their censorship of conservatives and for their rigging of their search results. It's so antitrust. It's so illegal, folks. It's so illegal. And Trump knows they're doing it. I just wonder, at a certain point, is President Trump just letting these people eat themselves alive? Is President Trump just letting his enemy just run around smashing into each other, busting their heads into walls, just watching them utterly collapse, just enjoying the show until it's time to, you know, take care of business? Because they are just openly doing this right in front of everyone's face. Like, they really think they can get away with it. It's unbelievable. But that shows you the hubris. And you realize something. When we say government, it's not even the government anymore. These social media giants are now the government. And they colluded with Obama. In fact, I believe still to this day, Obama is in the ear of the Zuckerbergs, of the Dorseys, of the Google leaders, telling them what to do and how to do it. So you had that big news. And you had Trump tweeting other things out, including his huge success with the trade deal. Again, it's like, what don't people understand when you've got a trade deal with nearly every other major country that puts us in the deficit to the tune of billions of dollars? How can you not say, yeah, we need to rework that deal? I mean, it's ridiculous. That's like you got fantasy football season coming up. That's like I've got Tom Brady and LeVar Bell, the two best players in the game. I think I'll trade you for Andy Dalton and, some backup running back. Like, so it's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to trade you the best two players in football for a couple bench warmers. Oh, yeah, great deal. That's basically what America's been just getting hit through the rungs with for decades. Trump finally does something about it. And then what happens? Consumer confidence pops in August to highest level since October 2000. Unemployment record lows and the like. And I will say this because this story was out today, and I'm not sure if this is more of a propaganda piece, but I think that there's truth to this. Despite a strong economy, this is from the AP News, despite strong economy, many Americans still struggling to get by. And this is true. I think that they want to kind of use this to say, oh, Trump's not that great. He's not really helping. But you have to understand, we're just getting into the beginning stages of this. Once manufacturing really comes back, once these plants are really fully opened, once the hiring process has really been finished for some of these manufacturing plants, it's gangbusters, baby. I mean, you can't even imagine what manufacturing does to a country, except look at what's happened to all the inner cities in America once the manufacturing was shipped overseas. Just look anywhere. Chicago, St. Louis, Baltimore, Detroit, it's all the same. It's all because the Democrats shipped manufacturing overseas. Start to bring that manufacturing back. Guess what happens to inner cities again? They start to boom, and they no longer look in some areas like third world hellholes with homeless people wandering around, drug addicts wandering around, businesses shut down, buildings boarded up and falling apart. That's not the America that we deserve. All right, let's go out to the phone lines now. Let's begin with Matt in Kansas City, the liberal side of Missouri. No offense, Matt. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Love your show. I had one quick question about Dr. Pechenik, but first, just kind of dovetailing with Leo Zagami. I'm a lifelong Catholic, and I have given my last dime to the Catholic Church until this Pope gone.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel the same way, Matt.
Yeah, I mean, our church is having a meeting tonight to discuss it, and I'm going to get up there and say, unless the priest at the bishop and archbishop level call for his resignation, this will never be solved. But what I really called about was Dr. Pechenik, you know, kind of the basis, what everyone in the media and even government officials hang their hat on when they come after Alex is the Sandy Hook business. And on multiple occasions, Dr. Pechenik came on Alex's show and your show and said Sandy Hook never happened.
Dr. Pechenik was scheduled to come on today. He would have openly, I guarantee you, he probably would have come on. I said, Dr. Pechenik, what do you think about Sandy Hook? He would have said, yeah, total false flag.
But
he's still allowed on YouTube and Facebook and everything.
I know, but how, you even questioned him one day, and you almost kind of had the feeling like, oh, he's kind of like talking in a metaphor, like it didn't happen, kind of metaphorically. But what? How? I mean, he's obviously connected deeply. Was he playing Alex both sides of him on the one time coming on, encouraging to keep doing what he's doing, but on the second, you know, on the other hand, planting, that's not, I don't know if planting is the right word, but putting something out there that he knew could damage Alex long-term. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm not really sure exactly if you're insinuating anything from that question.
That's a straight up question. Like, do you think, why would he continue on about that?
I think I understand better what you're saying now. And just to be clear, I don't believe Steve Pachinik is ever trying to set Alex up for anything or any negative headlines. I don't believe that to be the case ever. I think that Steve, you got to understand with Steve's resume and his experience in the world and dealing with false flags and dealing with regime change and dealing with psyops, for someone, it's like this. If I come up to you and I say, hey, Sandy Hook was a false flag, it didn't happen. The average American, the average individual is going to think you're nuts. Like, what do you mean didn't happen? Didn't you see it all over the news? Didn't you see the press conferences? Didn't you see the police? Didn't you watch TV? And so the average American just thinks, oh, you know, that's the real world. Someone like Dr. Pachinik, who's been behind the scenes of regime change, who's been behind the scenes of psyops, who knows how this stuff works with the CIA, who knows how false flags works, he doesn't look twice at something like that because he knows what he sees. So he's not going to back down just because, you know, people are trying to bully Alex Jones out of an opinion. So I just think that, you know, for Dr. Steve Pachinik, I mean, he believes what he believes. He has his real world experience and he's not going to back down from what he believes. So I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, it does. Last thing while I got you real quick, where has Zach been? He hasn't called in a long time. Have you any thoughts of where he is?
You know, I don't have direct communications with Zach. I did, I think, interview him one time or talk to him one time, but that's mainly an Alex Jones deal. He talks to Alex more than anything, and he gives Alex intel whenever he thinks there's big intel breaking. But I am surprised we didn't hear from Zach, given all the Elon Musk news that has been breaking lately.
But you and Roger are the man. I love you guys. I'll let someone else hop on.
All right, Matt. Thank you so much for the call. Yeah, I don't know about Zach. A lot of people, I guess, are waiting to hear from Zach. You know, the craziest thing is, I mean, it's just there's so much craziness happening right now. And you just wonder how much of it is connected and how much of it is actually on the outside and not necessarily involved with the bigger picture. I don't know. I don't have an answer. Where's Zach?
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we've still got phone calls to get to, but I've still got news to get to. Some strangeness is afoot today. You had Paul Manafort's banker, one of his biggest bankers, a loan officer. His New York City penthouse was broken into and robbed overnight of an iPad and briefcase in what seems to be a targeted robbery. So what is up with that? Who was trying to get whatever information was on that iPad and in that briefcase out of that penthouse before someone else could get access to it? So just more mystery and intrigue surrounding the fake Russia investigation where Paul Manafort's loan officer has his penthouse broken into, iPad and briefcase stolen. Clearly a well thought out hit to get whatever was inside that briefcase or on that iPad. Also today, you had the Department of Justice official Bruce Orr, who is the husband of Nellie Orr, who is a Fusion GPS agent and was communicating with who knows who via ham radio in 2016 in just a weird developing story. But Bruce Orr had to give testimony today to the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees about his relationship with former British spy Christopher Steele and his ties to the salacious anti-Trump dossier. So guess what, folks? They're closing in. And while they're going to act like, because of all their fake indictments and their fake investigation into Trump Russia, they're acting like they've got Manafort, they've got Stone, all of them are against the wall. It's all projection, folks. It's Bruce and Nellie Orr. It's James Comey. It's John Brennan. It's James Clapper. It's Barack Obama. It's Eric Holder. It's Loretta Lynch. It's Lois Lerner. It's Hillary Clinton. They are the ones that have their backs against the ropes. They are the ones that forged a fake dossier. And then it even comes out today, it gets even weirder. This is from Brooke Singman from Fox News, a good reporter. FBI official says Bureau leaked stories, then used them to get FISA warrants. So think about how corrupt this is. Everyone knew the dossier was fake, except, I guess, brain-damaged McCain, who was the first one to try to put it out to the public. Yeah, that's right. John McCain. And so everyone knew the dossier was fake. Everybody knew Hillary paid for it. Everybody knew it was written by Russian agents. There's your Russian collusion. Everybody knows it was Christopher Steele who was the bag man. And so they all knew this, so no one wanted to touch it. Oh, but then who touches it? The mentally ill at BuzzFeed and the mentally deranged John McCain. And so then they push it out, and then the story comes out today. So the FBI was aware of the dossier, knew about the dossier, but they knew it was fake. So they quote unquote leaked the information, Michael Isakoff, so that the media would report the story, Michael Isakoff. And then, as we now know, those stories were used to get the FISA warrant. So this was their workaround of the fake dossier that they all knew was fake, so that it wouldn't be on record that they used a knowingly fake dossier to get an illegal FISA warrant. Now they can push the blame off to Michael Isakoff and say, oh, we were just following his news story that he got from an FBI leak. And now it's all coming back to Peter Strzok, to Andrew McCabe, to Rod Rosenstein, to Robert Mueller, to Barack Obama. They are the ones cornered, folks. They are the ones trapped like rats. And the only question we now are concerned with is, what will they do in their moment of desperation? And with all the voter fraud activity happening today, with Google and Twitter and Facebook and YouTube censoring free speech, I think we have our answer. They couldn't steal the presidential election, so they have to double down and go for a full onslaught to try to steal the midterms and remove Trump from office, which will only be a bigger victory for us, because I guarantee you, you remove Trump from office, 50 million Americans will march to DC, and half of them will probably be carrying firearms. That's not a threat by any stretch. That's just the reality. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Beto calling in from Iowa. No, not the trendy liberal Beto who rides skateboards, who they're saying is competing with Ted Cruz for a Senate seat. God, I hope that's fake news. Not that I'm some Ted Cruz shill, but geez, Beto. I mean, the guy seems nice enough, but he's an idiot. Okay, the guy's just an idiot. But let's go to someone who's not an idiot, Beto in Iowa. Go ahead.
I just want to let the InfoWarriors know that there is a plot in St. Louis this Saturday to remove Christopher Columbus's statue. Have you heard anything about that, Owen?
Is this the one? Is this the one downtown with the fountains and everything?
Tower Grove Park.
Okay. So, I'm just trying to recall that. That is downtown, though, right?
Yeah, it's over on Magnolia Avenue Street.
Okay, I'm trying to get my bearings here. Obviously, I'm from St. Louis. So, who is trying to get it removed? Who's taking it down?
Hosted by some individual. I'm not sure if you want me to give out the name, but because I was actually shown this by someone on Facebook. So I'm looking at the page right now.
So this is just a Facebook page or something?
Yeah, but it's gaining momentum because it's among college students down there.
Well, Tower Grove Park is a bit of a liberal area. I know there's a lot of college students that either attend Wash U, St. Louis U, Font Bonne. There's actually a bunch of bunch of schools right in there that have students living in that area. Tower Grove Park is a beautiful area. Why do they want to remove? Is Christopher Columbus the racist now? He's the Italian racist. We have to erase him too. The guy that sailed the ocean blue to find America. That's the guy we got to erase now.
They have bleeding hearts. They're literally trying to not have history repeat itself, even though they are erasing it.
Yeah, well, they canceled Columbus Day in San Francisco, you know, because of racism. What is it called now? What is it called? Hey, guys, look this up. What did they call it? They canceled Indigenous People's Day. Oh, man.
As a Anything Latino, else? How far does it go? As a Latino, how far does it go in this country to, like, hit Hell's Pit, Owen? I mean, I came over here from Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, which is the center of the cartels. And I could have been aborted and everything, but thank God.
But let's be clear here.
Thank God that I got it's what's that?
No, I'm saying let's be clear here, because you're talking about a serious issue where I mean, taking down a statue. I mean, look, these people, if you want to take down the statue, I mean, whatever, you know, screw art and culture, I guess, and history, you know, fine. But what they're trying to do now, which is the real issue, is they're trying to destroy the very fabric of our culture. They're destroying the very fabric of our elections. I mean, that's the real attack right now on our country. I mean, yeah, it shows the mental derangement of these people to want to go erase history and take these statues down. That just shows how they take all of their anger, hatred, and misery out on an inanimate object, these brainwashed slaves. But I'm more concerned about them rigging the elections. We already know what they're doing. I mean, everything's rigged to these people. They did. Oh, let's just rig the search results. Let's just rig elections. And then let's have a bunch of people go out and tear down a statue. That'll be a victory for them. And then I'll just say this in closing. You know, Beto, you said you came from Mexico, correct?
Yes.
How do you feel about the Democrats using this guy, fake Beto O'Rourke, Irish last name with a Latino first name, totally fake? They're doing that to try to virtue signal to Latino voters. What do you think about that?
It's a war on the mind.
That's it.
Better way to pull it.
That's it. It's a war on your mind. Exactly. It's just it's beyond censorship now what they do on Google, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. It's so maniacal, man. It's so maniacal, and people are sending me new and different angles of it every day. It's just unbelievable. So just know that these people are really, truly working together to not only censor free speech, but also misrepresent what we say and provide an inaccurate depiction or picture of who we really are. And it's really sad and disgusting. And, you know, I'll be honest, it doesn't bother me much. I'm a young guy, okay? I'm 29. I don't have a family. I have, you know, obviously parents and siblings, but I don't have a wife and kids. I don't have a girlfriend or anything like that. So I don't really care if people want to attack me. It's just me. I just stand alone. Alex has a family. Alex has a wife. Alex has a whole company that he runs and manages. And it's just like, you're just sick, you know? These people are just sick. It's like the same thing. It's like they come after your family. It's like, it's just unbelievable. But the amount, it's beyond censorship, folks. Rigging search results, rigging what text show up on search results to make us look bad. I mean, it's these people are despicable. And I don't mind it because I'm to the point now where it's like I said, I mean, I'm just like sitting here just almost enjoying it. Like, okay, yeah, the more you attack me, the stronger I get. I don't have kids that grow up, you know, seeing lies about me, and I guess having, you know, other students seeing lies about me and then the teachers. So it's like, it's a whole different level, but man, it's just when you realize how despicable these people are, that they would tell such great lies, that they would go to such lengths to destroy a human, that they would go to such lengths to destroy the truth, that they would go to such lengths to manipulate reality. You have to realize the type of evil you're dealing with here. But it's not a type of evil in which they just are evil inherently. It's that they've done evil things and they don't want you to know about it. That's what frightens them the most. So, I've almost covered everything. Let me hit this story, though. This is from the Daily Caller. Yesterday, China hacked Hillary Clinton's private email server. A Chinese-owned company penetrated former Secretary of State Clinton's private server, according to sources. The company inserted code that forwarded copies of Clinton's emails to the Chinese company in real time. The Intelligence Community Inspector General warned of the problem, but the FBI subsequently failed to act, according to Republican representative in the House, Louis Gohmert. Now, who told you the Clintons colluded with China dating back to the 90s? We did. Who told you that the Democrat Party was basically being run by China now? We did. Who told you that Hillary Clinton set up her private server as the old park bench, if you will, where you go, leave the document, get up, walk away. The other guy sits down, picks up the document, gets up, walks away. That was Hillary Clinton's email server, the park bench for classified information, selling it to anyone, Russia, China, whoever. But it was China who was really involved with it. They've been working with the Chinese since the 90s. Dianne Feinstein was a Chinese spy for 20 years. So it's all coming out. And why isn't this such a big story? Why does the mainstream news continue to harp Trump, Russia, Trump, Russia, Trump, Russia, and ignore Hillary Clinton and her corruption, her illegal behavior, her collusion with Russia, her collusion with the Chinese, which is, it's all done with. And they say, oh, well, Hillary Clinton isn't the president. Oh, I don't want to talk about that. Wait, isn't this about justice? Isn't this about stopping criminal behavior? Isn't this about stopping corrupt people? I thought that's what this was about. No, it's not. It's all about politics for you on the left, isn't it? It's all about politics to the Democrats. But they still don't get it. The Democrats aren't even Democrats. They're Chinese agents. Here's the deal. People in the Democrat Party are either wittingly a Chinese agent or a useful idiot that is most likely blackmailed or involved in, you know, other stuff that the Democrats like to do, like spirit cookings and pizza parties. It's all in the WikiLeaks. That's the Democrat Party now. Useful idiots that like spirit cookings and pizza parties. Just look at the WikiLeaks emails. Or highly intelligent criminals who are Chinese agents. That's the Democrat Party right now. Why do you think the Democrats are working with Facebook, Google, Twitter, YouTube to bring in Chinese-style censorship? Do you get it yet? Why do you think Hillary Clinton had private email servers that got hacked by the Chinese probably thousands of times? And it goes back to the 90s, the Clintons making deals with the Chinese. Do people get it yet? Don't you see what the mainstream media is doing to you? The big pink elephant in the room that's 20 feet tall is the Clintons and the Democrats working with China to destroy America. And they don't want you to see the big elephant in the room, so they point to the little church mouse down there and say, look, Trump Russia, even though it's not Trump Russia, it's just a few associates of Trump who had sketchy business dealings years before the election campaign or anything like that. But man, we're going to get them because it's all about justice. Oh, it's all about justice, is it? What about all the campaign finance violations, millions of dollars of fines paid out by the Democrat Party in the last decade? Nope, nothing. What about Hillary Clinton colluding with Russia in the 2016 election campaign cycle to make a fake document, call it a dossier, to try to bring Trump down? Nah, don't worry about that. What about the Clintons colluding with Russia all the way back to the 90s, funneling Chinese money into the Democrat Party? Anything there? Nah. Oh, and then you have the story. China killed CIA sources, hobbled U.S. spying from 2010 to 2012. Oh, when was that? When Hillary Clinton was in the State Department, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't think for one second that Hillary Clinton would sell out the CIA operative list and have them killed by the Chinese for a few more million dollars into her campaign, then you don't know Hillary Clinton at all. That is a cold-hearted bitch, a murdering psychopath criminal. But here's the twist. We all know what happened. It was Hillary Clinton's secret server. She put the CIA list on the park bench, and the Chinese agents came over 30 seconds later and picked the envelope up and gave it to the Chinese government, folks. Are you really that stupid? But the New York Times thinks you are, because conveniently they published this story just after all this broke. Ex-CIA officer suspected of compromising Chinese informants is arrested. So they pawned it off on this Chinese, they pawned it off on a former CIA operative, claiming it was him that gave that list to the Chinese that resulted in China killing dozens of U.S. operatives in China. Folks, if you don't understand how that's the New York Times covering for Hillary Clinton, you don't understand anything. 110% Hillary Clinton gave that list to the Chinese government. 110% Hillary Clinton sold the list of CIA assets to the Chinese for millions, if not billions of dollars to her campaign, to her Clinton Foundation. Guaranteed, folks. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. And then she gets the future benefit now that China runs Apple, that her message and the Democrats will be allowed on everything, and anybody she wants censored will be banned, a la Alex Jones. Do you get it yet? The Democrats are literally Chinese agents, folks. Hillary Clinton, the head of the Democrat Party, was a Chinese agent. Now, you had Barack Hussein Obama, who was probably, we'll see what it all shakes out, but it looks like he was more an agent of radical Islam, but we'll see about that. So just remember, Hillary Clinton had her email hacked for years by the Chinese, her illegal server, and because of that, it resulted in Americans dying in China. I don't care what the fake news New York Times tries to tell you, that's a 110% cover-up for Hillary Clinton selling all of our information to the Chinese via an illegal server, folks. It's the 21st century park bench. Hillary Clinton puts the classified information on her illegal private server, and the Chinese, it's all in the story. The Chinese were in the damn server. They're literally in the server. They had their coding wired into the hard drive. Do you get it? It's like, this is so obvious. Dianne Feinstein, a Chinese spy for 20 frickin' years. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton selling all of our secrets to the Chinese in 1996. Getting Chinese money funneled back into the Democrat Party. All of it reported on. All of it mainstream news. Now Hillary Clinton's private illegal server, not hacked by the Chinese, literally run by the Chinese. They were in it. Anything Hillary put on that server went directly to China. Why isn't Hillary Clinton in jail? Why isn't Hillary Clinton reported on every day for being a Chinese agent along with Dianne Feinstein?
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Decoding enemy transmissions
so you get the truth.
This is The War Room with Owen Scheuer.
Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
The current Chinese-style censorship being rolled out by Facebook, Google, Twitter, YouTube, Apple, etc. has serious implications on the upcoming elections. Here's a former Clinton pollster, Mark Penn, on with Tucker Carlson, breaking it down.
So I'm fascinated by the Alex Jones story because it was Alex Jones. Almost no conservatives rose to his defense because the idea was, well, Alex Jones, ew, yuck. But it's not really about Alex Jones, is it? It's about the idea that companies can make it impossible for your voice to be heard. Is that a precedent we should be comfortable with?
Well, I really think you have to be worried about big tech becoming Big Brother.
Yes.
Because
these
used
already
to be
there.
Neutral platforms that said,
big tech
we're open,
is Big Brother.
Free expression, that's our core value. And now they've said, well, not so much. With particularly Facebook hiring 10,000 new censors on top of another 10,000 and having roving censoring bots looking for content. Look, I never read Alex Jones, but here's somebody with millions of followers, publicly accountable for his speech, operating within Supreme Court standards, yanked from the media. That's a surprise to me. That says that these platforms are no longer as open as they presented themselves to be.
And it's not just him. There are many like him who've been yanked, lesser known, but still. So this has political implications.
Yeah, now it's all about control. Control of the message. Control of the media.
A lot of our political debate takes place on social media platforms. So if they clamp down on one side of the debate, why wouldn't that influence an elections outcome?
Well, obviously it could have a big influence on elections, increasingly because where people turn for their news is that they look at the news feeds that are run by the major social media companies. And so they're more powerful than any TV station, more powerful than Fox.
Yes, they
right?
are.
Because of the amount of time that people spend, and it's a funnel. So if you're not at the top, you don't get seen. And so,
all right, now let me just break this down in a little more relevant words than Mark Penn, the former Clinton pollster, is talking about here. He is right, but there's a new level to this. Let's say 30% of the American population or 30% of the American voting population is just genuinely not informed and ignorant on the issues. And they're easily manipulatable. They're easily influenced. First impressions mean everything. Only impressions mean everything. So what am I talking about? Well, let's say that the average uninformed voter just casually scrolling through Facebook or Twitter or what have you, just, you know, picking up some news, not necessarily too motivated, but they're there. And what do they find? Nothing but Trump hate. Trump's a racist. Trump's a bigot. Trump's a xenophobe. Trump hates you. Trump hates me. Trump hates this. Trump hates that. Trump hates ice cream. And so that's all you get. That's all you see on their platforms now. That's all you see on TV now. So then that becomes ingrained in their head and the propaganda seeps in. And even though they're not intentionally trying to absorb information in that manner, subliminally, and psychologically, that's what happens. And so then you go talk to these individuals, and what do they think? Oh, Trump's the worst. He's a total retrograde. Because that's all they're exposed to. That's how censor media has stifled free speech. That's how how social media has moved the Overton window. That's how social media doesn't allow its consumers to see the full story. Ah, so now you see how they're trying to rig the midterm elections. You see, if we don't allow Republicans to voice their opinions, if we don't allow Republicans to exist, if we don't allow conservatives to debate us on the policies, on the issues, if we don't allow the truth to get out, maybe we can steal this election. Yes, maybe if we can keep the public ignorant, maybe if we can keep the public uninformed, maybe if we can keep the public misinformed, maybe if we can intimidate the public out of their free speech, that's how we can choke them off and steal the midterm election. And that's their plan. 110%, the Democrats are colluding with the social media giants, Barack Obama behind the scenes, to steal the midterm elections from America, from conservatives, to remove Trump from office. The War Room. I'm going to be taking your phone calls for the entirety of this hour. We've already got people lined up. I promise I'm going to get to you. Sam, Jeff, Jerome. First, though, I want to cover this story. Student who took classmate's MAGA hat says she was making a political statement. You know what? I'm sorry, guys. I didn't get the video for this, so if you can find it, that's great. If not, don't worry about it. A Union Mine high school student is facing battery charges after an altercation in her classroom over a Donald Trump Make America Great Again campaign hat. Cell phone video shows some of the tension inside this high school classroom. The teacher is seen trying to subdue a fired up 17-year-old senior, Joanne Butler, after she became enraged at a classmate for wearing the Make America Great Again hat. She grabbed the hat off his head, said that's a racist and hateful symbol, and is now facing two counts of battery, and one against her classmate, one against her teacher, who deputies say she slapped as he escorted her from the room. You know, it's, thank you for finding that video. Is that the girl who stole the hat? Yeah, we're not sure. Look. This just shows you how mentally deranged these people are, folks. And it's all because of television media lying about Trump. She says that's a racist and hateful symbol. Girl, have you ever been to a Trump rally? I can't even believe it. I mean, that's the brainwashing power of the television media, folks. That's the brainwashing power of the corporate media, where poor young Joanne Butler, a 17-year-old senior, has been so brainwashed, so zombified, so stupefied that she is now totally triggered by a Trump hat. That's them. Yeah, here's the video right there. The teacher has to escort her out of the room because she's become so deranged, and she slaps him. Can you guys just tell me, is that the girl, or because I thought it was the guy was a student who was wearing the hat. So, but again, it's another example. Breitbart has the list. It's well over 600, 700, probably 1,000 things, but they only do ones that they can document on video. Cases of assault against Trump supporters for wearing a hat. So here's the story. Here's what I want. In fact, you know what? This is how I've done it from now on, so I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to roll it out. The first call to action, if you want to get in InfoWars Army as a private, that's the first rank, first call to action, wear your Trump hat at in public. That's it. Now, you have to prove it, and you have to do something in order to get the rank of private. I'm not just going to have everybody send in a selfie, and then you join the team. It's going to be, you know, you have to make an impact out there, and it's going to be my discretion, so... And it's only going to be my discretion. So that was her. That was the deranged lunatic. Poor girl. Totally deranged by mainstream media. So my first call to action, my first initiative in the soft launch of the InfoWars Army is to wear your Trump hat out in public. If you do it at school, at your local high school or your local college, you will be engaging in the university wars rank. If you do it out in public, out in the street, at a bar, at a ball game, you're going to be enlisting in the InfoWars Army rank. If you want to do both, you'll be enlisted in both. So that's where we're at right now. And you can send all inquiries or whatever it is, content to InfoWarsArmy@InfoWars.com. I will review it and be in touch with you. But that's what we got to do. Because here's the thing. I think it's sad that this mentally deranged Joanne Butler decided to become enraged because she's been brainwashed into being triggered by a Make America Great Again hat. But I'm sorry, folks. We have to do this to these people. We have to expose them in real time. We have to show the world how mentally deranged Trump haters have become and the power of the mainstream brainwashing media. We have to display this in real time. And I know it's sad, but this is what we have to do. So, yes, you have to go out wearing a Trump hat and then catch some crazed radical liberal freaking out at you so that we can record that and show it to the world to show them who the real radicals are, show them who the real mentally deranged, unfit people are. That's what we have to do. Yeah, this is an info war. Wow. So that's my first call to action. It's time to start wearing Trump hats out. It's time to start dealing with these people in real time, showing the world who they really are. Because they're blocking us onto the digital world, so we have to go into the real world, folks. Don't you get it? They want us out of existence. They want to bully you out of your free speech in the actual 3D physical realm, and they're algorithming your free speech out of existence on the internet. So you have no choice but to go out into the real world and promote your political values because they don't let you do it on the internet. You see how that works? And I'm telling you, 90% of the response you're going to get is going to be love. And it's time for us. Honestly, can you imagine if you walked around in America and you couldn't go 5 minutes in public without seeing a Trump hat? It'd be game over. What are they going to do on the mainstream news? Trump's very unpopular. Nobody likes Trump. And you're going around, you see five Trump hats every time you go to a ball game? That's how we defeat these people, man. Alex Jones. Oh, no. It's not Alex Jones. This is Alex Jones' long-lost brother, Brian Jones. So this is not Alex Jones. This is Brian Jones. Brian Jones.
Media Matters, literally funded by a Nazi collaborator, literally tattles anytime Alex Jones comes on and then gets us banned off more things. But don't worry, the president's investigating. But I'm Brian Jones. I'm actually a leftist. I think, you know, I agree that NAMBLA should be able to educate your three-year-olds in public education in preschool. And so I believe in the whole operation of that. And so, again, I'm not Alex Jones. I self-identify as, like you said, Brian Jones. So Brian Jones will now be hosting shows here. Oh, my God, I get to get on air. Oh, my God, they're censoring me on Facebook. It's so terrible. They're idiots, dude. I can do as many interviews as I want on TV, radio, other shows. We've never been bigger. So I'll wander through here and, like, talk on your show, which they've already banned almost everywhere on their own platforms. And they go, oh, look, get him off that. And then meanwhile, the CNN goes, it's a conspiracy. No one's censoring conservatives or Alex Jones because the president's taking action and Congress is having hearings and the head of Google just ran for the hills and bolted a subpoena and flew out of the U.S. today. So they're now leaving the U.S., these arrogant trillionaires that still don't get it's all about us. Oh, I'm sorry. That's like Alex Jones. I'm Brian Jones. So anyways, the idea that I like slink in here to like, oh my God, on one of the Facebook feeds, they already shadow banned us, everybody. We had the big giant audiences on Facebook years ago. We're on the AM and FM and Infowars.com. They'd already shadow banned us 96%. Like I told everybody, the official ban doesn't mean jack crap except to scare everyone else that you won't get your 4% of chicken feed crumbs if you don't sit there and bow down to the New World Order. Well, F the New World Order. Okay, that's what I'm saying is they jumped the shark, bro. We were already banned. We were already like, oh, I get 4% oxygen. No, I take the oxygen from you. I make you ban us before the elections. And I strategized the whole deal. I didn't want to be banned. I didn't do things to get banned, but I knew talking about your censorship and not self-censoring would get me banned. So we win, you lose, Trump's coming after you, the world's awake, get ready, assholes, because America's back and the world's back, bitches.
And guess what? If you don't want us...
Excuse my French.
It's okay, Brian. Thank you so much.
I apologize. That's Alex Jones wouldn't talk like that. None of it violated FCC rules, but they're, you know, I apologize. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Don't visit that. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. We only gained like 30, 40 new radio affiliates this week. Oh, please. It's so painful.
All right. There's Brian Jones. Not Alex, though. That's not Alex Jones. So Media Matters is watching and Brian Stelter is watching right now. That's Brian Jones, not Alex Jones. So. You know, that's not Voldemort, basically. You can't ban us. But here's my thing. Honestly, I've never really been a fan of social media. It's never really done much for me. So I'm ready to just take back the real world. That's where I'm at. That's what InfoWars Army is really all about to me. It's taking back the real world. That's why I have an event coming up November 10th. That's why I have an event coming up September 22nd. I'm meeting you in the real world, changing things in the actual real world.
Infowars.com/show.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
That's right, neither will you. You can, and that's why I've started the Infowars Army and University Wars. And I'm excited to see what people come up with. And I've had people, you know, send me emails like, I don't know what I can do. You know, give me ideas. I'll give you ideas. I'll help work with you. We'll figure something out to get you out there and active. Like I said, I want to get people. I'm telling you, I want to see you got football season coming up, college football, the NFL football. I want to see someone get, all you got to do is get three king-size bed sheets and you go to an event. You have one of them say InfoWars. Or one of them says info, next one says wars, and then the third one says .com, and then you all hold that up, and then 100,000 people inside the football stadium see InfoWars.com. Ah, and guess what? You just became a lieutenant in the InfoWars Army. You see, that's how it works. And then we bring you on the show. We amplify your message. We change the world. That's what we're doing. They want to censor me off the internet, off YouTube? Guess what? I just did a YouTube internet tour, 20-plus interviews. Yeah, you plug my name into YouTube now. In fact, I think I'm now number two above just a flat out Owen Wilson and Owen Hart on YouTube. Oops, I guess I outsmarted him again. But that's fine. They'll try to ban me off YouTube. Are you going to ban me in the real world too? You're going to ban me in the actual physical realm? Wow. Oh man, I'm still getting beat by the Owen Hart death video. I gotta ramp that up. So go to YouTube and search my name. And you can find all of the interviews that I've been doing over the course of the past 2 weeks. And you'll also find a bunch of other little ditties in there. You know, it's funny because here, you probably have to go search by the upload date to find all the interviews. I know that the ones that I did yesterday are still being uploaded. And unfortunately, people are having recording and audio issues. I am dealing with amateurs. That's not meant to be an insult. Just it is the case. But it's been great to meet all you. But now we're holding events like Saturday, September 22nd at 1 p.m., the Free Alex Jones Rally at the Capitol Building in Austin, Texas. That's Saturday, September 22nd, 1 p.m. That's right. We're going to meet in the real world. We're going to go into the 3D realm and meet each other and have an event. And then on November 10th at 1 p.m. that Saturday, I'm having a rally, Stop Government Funding of Abortion. So I'm just going to start doing things in the real world because screw social media. So if you're interested in being in the InfoWars Army, send me an email, InfoWarsArmy@InfoWars.com. Folks, I have to do this. I haven't done it the whole show, and I promise I'm going to go to your calls. I've been a bad boy. I need to plug InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you support us. 50% off the ultimate bone broth formula. You cannot beat this. You cannot beat this formula when it comes to bone broth, folks. And it's $19.95 right now. 50% off the brand new Ultimate Bone Broth. I'm telling you folks, you will not find a better bone broth powder for a better price. It's not even close. First of all, we already undercut the market by selling you this bone broth for the full price of $40. That's already cheaper than anything else you're going to find. We cut the price in half. So take advantage of the Ultimate Bone Broth formula, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, last week, This Friday at midnight, coupon code WARROOM is no longer valid for the InfoWars Hexagon logo t-shirt. But if you get there before midnight Friday and use coupon code WARROOM at checkout, the InfoWars Hexagon logo t-shirt is $14.95. Full price, $25. With coupon code WARROOM right now at InfoWarsStore.com, $14.95. That deal is good until Friday at midnight. So take advantage of coupon code WARROOM at InfoWarsStore.com and check out all the other great supplements while you're there. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. I apologize for making you hold so long. Jerry, Jerome in New York, fire away.
Hello, Owen. I wanted to fill you in a little bit on the Chinese censorship. First of all, let me tell you, I have a residence in China. I go back and forth between New York and mainland China for the last 10 years. And I use their social media platform. I've never been censored at all. Never, ever.
You said you have more access to InfoWars and Alex Jones in China than you do here in the United States.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you what. For you guys, let me run this by you real quick. Use Youku, Y-O-U-K-U, that's their version of YouTube. Weibo, W-E-I-B-O, that's the version of Twitter. WeChat, WECHAT. That's their version of Facebook. And I'm going to tell you, I use it every single day. I call international. I send pictures. I talk to my friends, my family all day long, back and forth, telling them and talking about anything I want to talk about, sending any kind of information I want to. Never been censored. I tried that Twitter. The first time I used it, they censored me or put me in a cool room for a week. After that, I closed it off. I said, hell,
that's a timeout. No. Jack Dorsey says you're in timeout.
Yeah, that's what they did. So I said, heck with that. I use their social media platform over there. Try it. See what you think about it. I mean, I've never been censored at all. A lot of that censorship, I'm going to tell you what they do. It's they don't want the competition is what it is. China don't want the competition. A lot of that.
Well, and let's be perfectly clear, too. The motives are a little bit different. You know, in China, the government pretty much already has total control. I mean, you know, the government is God, basically. President Xi is God. So for the people of China and the government, they don't really have as much concern about the citizenry having an uprising or becoming informed or, you know, taking matters into their own hands or their destiny in their own hands. So they're not as concerned, I think, with social media in China because the government already has full control. Where here in America, the corrupt politicians that are Chinese agents, but the corrupt politicians, all the corruption, even at the social media companies, they don't want you. See, they are actually afraid of the citizens' power. You know, does that make sense? Like the American citizen has power. The American citizen has the power that the Chinese citizen doesn't have. I think that's why American companies are more concerned with censorship and an actual citizen uprising or citizen activism. Whereas in China, they know if there's any citizen uprising or citizen activism, they'll just take the old, you know, Mao Zedong route and just murder them in the streets. They can't do that in America.
No, you get all them Chinamen getting wild over there. Oh my God! I'm going to tell you what, the government is somewhat kind of scared of their population people. I mean, I know that for a fact. When I go to China, I don't go as a tourist. I'm a local. I go as a local. In other words, I have networks set up over there. I know exactly what's going on. Of course, I'm not a China. I don't believe in communism. I don't. You know, I love China, but the reason why I love it so much, I can use that. Had a United States passport and come back here any dang time I want.
I've always wanted to go to Hong Kong. I've heard it's amazing.
Yeah, Hong Kong's good. It's down south. It has a weather similar to Houston. I'm up north over Qingdao. It's up on the Yellow Sea. It's more.
Do they speak Mandarin up there? What language do they speak?
That's Mandarin. In up north, they speak Mandarin. Down in Hong Kong, it's Cantonese. Then when you get out, I want to tell you why, man. They speak all kind of languages in China. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Well, what is the population of China is almost like 4 billion now, isn't it?
1.4 billion people.
1.4 billion. Okay, so I'm a little off the mark there, but still.
Yeah,
I think maybe the entire population of Asia is 4 billion now or something like that. All right, Jerome, thank you so much for the call again. Just talking about how somehow in China you have more free speech on the internet than in America? I mean, wow.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
That's InfoWars right there, the coolest news organization in the history of planet Earth. Nothing since Thomas Paine's Common Sense has had more power to change the world. And here we are in the middle of a live transmission as Google, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, everyone is working together, total antitrust violation, to censor free speech, and in reality, rig the midterm elections, colluding with the Democrat Party and the Chinese communists by censoring free speech, moving the Overton window, and hoping that the population never sees the truth. That's what they're banking on. You never getting the truth, you never getting the info, you staying asleep. So it's now time to wake up, bang the drums for freedom, and light brush fires of liberty all across this nation so that we can save freedom and prosperity in the free market in the West before they bring in Chinese communist style government here with the censorship of free speech, no gun rights, no nothing. No choice of school, no choice of nothing. That's what made America great, was choice, competition, and the free market. Well, you can't even have what you get one. You get to have one kid in China, right? One kid. That's it. Unless
a lot of transmission.
Unless they send their children over here to be born and then become American citizens. So that's one way that China takes advantage of our weak system as well. That Trump has also called that out. So folks, now is the time to get active more than ever. That's why I'm working harder than ever. That's why Alex is working harder than ever. That's why I'm trying to figure out new ways that we can beat the globalist and save America, is because now is the time. All right, we've had people holding on for more than an hour. Let me go out to Pastor Sam calling in from Mexico today. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, Owen, I love the last hour of the War Room. This is where we really get down to the nitty gritty. I want to comment on Argentina, the Pope, and President Kirchner. Just to make this real to every info warrior, the Chinese have built a huge space base in Patagonia, in Argentina, that nobody even really knows where it's for.
Yeah, whoa, I had no idea about it. You're telling me, just so people understand, the southern tip, the biggest city down there, Patagonia, has a Chinese space base?
It's got a massive antenna that the Chinese built there. I think they spent $50 million on it. Your crew can find that very easily. And it, nobody even knows what it's for, but it's for monitoring traffic, monitoring signals, perhaps directing strikes. And this is a violation. And it seems like it's far away, but in World War II, the Falklands were super important because here we were fighting two wars in the Pacific and in the Atlantic. And the only way around is around the South America without going through a canal. And so that's why we fight so much over these places. And in the event of global war, these are going to be powerful, powerful allies. That's why there's so much positioning and posturing right now. Now, as far as the Pope, he's from Buenos Aires of Italian ancestry. And I always thought, I watched it very closely when it was coming out, but I always thought the drama between Pope Francis and former President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner was staged because she's a Peronist. They're actual Nazis. Here, while the definition of what a Nazi is trying to be twisted, the actual Nazis went down, many of them, to Argentina.
Well, okay, no, but let's just be clear. That was part of the declassified information. In fact, J. Edgar Hoover's journals were declassified years ago before that, saying he believed Hitler escaped from Argentina or escaped to Argentina. They found a bunch of Nazi artifacts down there. There was an old legend of the Big German, or the Big Kraut, I think was the nickname that they gave him. So there's real relevance to that. And
Goebbels' bones are there, and that's a medical fact. They drag out Goebbels' bones to teach forensics in the universities. So whether or not Hitler actually lived, very, very high-ranking Nazis were down there. Simon Wiesenthal was hunting them down there, and that's where the really fertile hunting grounds for escaped high-ranking Nazis were. And President Kirchner, the husband of Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, next door Kirchner, is a first-generation descendant of highly suspicious German immigrants. So he billed himself as a Peronist, as someone who followed the philosophies of President Peron, dictator Peron, who was personally very good friends with Hitler. And you can just wiki up Peronist, the Peronist movement. It's a modern Nazi movement that goes straight from Hitler down to the present day. Now, this wow. President, Cristina, was voted out. And there's really a good president in. His name's Mauricio Macri. He's very much on the same page as Trump. He's a very good security partner. We need to really make sure that Argentina does not go bankrupt, because with everything that's happening with the Fed.
And they already went through their phase of hyperinflation years ago, when they went from one of the richest countries in the world to one of the poorest, and they've kind of recovered from that, and now they're more nationalist. You have Brazil, which is just north of Argentina, with Bolsonaro coming up I mean, man, if Brazil gets Bolsonaro in office, the entire political landscape of South America changes drastically. I mean, it's
I'd love to see Brazil turn around. My concern is that Brazil, and while all eyes are also on South Africa right now, having to do with the confiscation of white-owned lands and such, both of those are members of the BRICS. Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. And that's a coalition that would really, really like to make its own currency and to compete against the dollar in global markets, which would mean the death of the petrodollar.
Well, and they already were trying to move in that direction. I believe it was Venezuela announcing they were going to move away from the petro, and they were hoping South America would follow. Of course, you know, nobody's going to follow Venezuela. They're shutting down the borders now, so it really is crazy that all that's going on. Pastor Sam, thank you for calling in. I'm sure we'll hear from you again. Let's jump out to Jeff in Oklahoma. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hello, Owen.
Howdy.
Well, I've been waiting on the phone for a while, but you let that, I'm glad to be on the show, but you let that Brian Jones guy on. I didn't know I was going to get on.
Brian Jones, yeah. Well, you know, I'd watch out for Brian.
Yeah, I know it. Anyway, as far as overcoming the censorship, I have a InfoWarrior Patriot Point Challenge. This is coming from a guy. I listen. I guess when Roger Stone first came on, how long ago was that? Seems like yesterday, maybe 4 years ago. Just happened to turn on the radio that I bought at a thrift store. Don't have a lot of money, but I think I bought B12 first. And then another product, and then another one. And then I bought a water filter. And then I bought one for my daughter. And now Alex has came up with these Patriot points, right?
Yeah.
Use our Patriot points and give a product away to someone that you think might not be awake. Maybe they are awake. Maybe they'll wear your
So it's like a around. Like a gift program.
Patriot Point Challenge to, I guess, I would call myself a private. I'm not in the Army, but, I mean, along your lines. So
it could be kind of a challenge. Yeah. It's like a challenge, like send a product to a friend or family member to prove that the InfoWars products are the real deal.
No, I'm saying on the Patriot points, if you don't have a lot of money, go ahead and cash in $20 and buy some toothpaste and toothbrushes and give your nieces and nephews something that they will use twice a day. Or like me, maybe once a day. You know, I mean, something they can use. Oh, that's from InfoWars. Well, you know, it's like Alex Jones. I don't listen to Alex. I'm in Oklahoma. I talk about Alex. I have the bumper stickers and such, whatever, you know. Well, you can talk about Alex, but everybody...
Well, Oklahoma is one of the few places, I mean, Oklahoma is one of the few places where you can pretty much say whatever you want and be a conservative and be fully accepted. Honestly, it's probably maybe the most conservative state in the union right now. Hey, a good idea from Jeff. Maybe we can manifest that.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Is the time. America is the place. To resurrect freedom, independence, and prosperity worldwide so that tyrannical dictators cannot take full control over all the means of power on planet Earth. The battle is here at Infowars.com/show and Infowarsstore.com. And right wherever you are right now, you are the info warrior to save the world. You are the individual whose destiny it is to change the world. That is you. You hearing this message. It's up to you to save America. It's up to you to stop worldwide tyranny. If you can hear this message, you are the last hope for humanity. InfoWars Army is what I'm launching. Street activism. My first call to action is to go out in public wearing a Trump hat and record and document it and then use whatever you experience to change the world. What do you think is going to happen when people are walking around and they see a Trump hat every time they turn their head? They're going to say, wait a second, the mainstream news told me that Trump wasn't popular. Wait a second, the mainstream news told me Trump was racist, but there's a black man in a Trump hat. There's a Latina woman. Wait, what? That's how we change the world. They can rig digital platforms, folks. That's why they want everyone moved to the digital realm, because they can rig the digital realm, manipulate the digital realm. It's not real. This is the three-dimensional realm. This is the physical realm. The only thing in charge of this realm is God. And they are not God. And that pisses them off. That's why they hate God. They wish they were God. But they can be God over their little digital media platforms. Well, I say screw your digital media platforms. I've never even been into them. So I'm going to defeat you in the real world, which you didn't think exists anymore. Imagine if we defeated their digital rigged system in the actual real physical world, folks. That's the ultimate upset. All right, I'm going to hit some news here and then finish these phone calls. This Warren Buffett 69 on Twitter is very existential. How to stop time, meditate. How to travel in time, read. How to escape time, music. How to feel time, write. How to waste time, social media. The only thing I would switch is I would say how to travel in time. For me, it's listening to music. Like if I go back and listen to like music from the 90s or the 2000s, something like it feels like I'm time traveling. If I wanted to escape time, I would read a sci-fi fiction novel. But that's just me. Mystery, as this is wacky, wild, crazy stuff. Very eerie video. Mystery as woman in t-shirt and possibly shackles appears on Texas homeowner's doorstep. This individual homeowner had a camera on their doorstep, but this woman was walking around the neighborhood. It appears she has handcuffs on. And kind of disheveled looking and very irritated and perhaps desperate in this video. And she's going house to house in this neighborhood. And it's a mystery. Nobody knows what's going on. Very eerie stuff. Hope it's nothing serious like an abductee or you know, a sex trafficking situation. But just an eerie, disturbing video of a woman in Texas in a disheveled t-shirt, which appears to be in handcuffs. But it's just a mystery. Now let's go into the mind of the insane. This is Caleb Ikarma, formerly of the USA Today, now of Mediaite. He tweets this out. White nationalist activist James Alsup recently got engaged and bought his fiancée the tiniest ring I've ever seen. Well, first of all, I love this phrase, white nationalist. So white nationalist is now a term of basically racist. So to the radical liberal, white nationalist translates to racist, even though that doesn't even make sense. But who is the what, since when do liberals care about big diamonds? I thought they were against blood diamonds. I thought it was all about being humble. And so here is a quote unquote white nationalist who gets a fiance's wedding ring, and apparently it's not big enough to the left's Caleb Ikarma. Wow. So the left just judges you for anything these days. Just a bunch of hateful losers, honestly. ESPN host blasts Tiger Woods for urging people to respect office of presidency. So they tried to bait Tiger Woods into hating Donald Trump. He wouldn't do it. Tiger Woods is smarter than that. And leave it to ESPN to say, how dare you not blast Trump? Don't you know here at ESPN, we only like you if you blast Trump. Good policy. You're a sports network. No wonder your ratings are failing because you have hacks like Michelle Beadle and Jemele Hill. Hacks. Folks, I've met these people. Okay, I came from the sports industry. I'm actually surprised by Max Kellerman. I almost don't even believe it. Max Kellerman's actually a bright guy. Michelle Beadle and Jemele Hill are morons. In fact, I shouldn't even insult morons. But anyway, CNN credibility accused of lying to its audience about a key claim in its blockbuster Cohen story refuses to comment. Oh, wow. CNN caught lying? You mean the Russian investigation that's a nothing burger, according to Van Jones? CNN is just, these people are a joke. And I'm glad that Stephanie Hamill filed a report on the extremist Muslim compound. Our own Greg Reese filed three reports, all huge. But I can't believe we're just letting this die. Now it's coming out that they were also planning an attack. They had plans to attack a hospital. So a radical Muslim compound training children to shoot up schools and hospitals, and the mainstream media doesn't even care. All right, I've got to go to these calls. You guys, I'm sorry. I got to make it quick. Let's go to Chase in California. Go ahead.
Hey, what's happening? It's Chase the Patriot checking in, and I got an idea for a challenge. It's called
Let's
the Chase Face Challenge. Okay, so you guys have all these pictures of duct tape on your face. Well, real simple, you put it out, and you just rip the duct tape off, and you say, I choose or I support free speech. And then underneath the little Twitter or Facebook picture frame, you put Voltaire's quote that I may not agree with what you have to say, but I agree in your right to say it. And you put Infowars.com.
You know, here's the thing about this, Chase. Your idea is actually brilliant, but here's the problem with it. And this is why I quit doing stuff like this a while ago, is because it's all rigged. They would never let it trend. They would never let it go viral. And they would basically snuff it out of existence. So while your idea is great, the problem is they would never let it exist. They'd never let it happen. Like the ice bucket challenge. Oh, yeah, ice bucket challenge. Woo! Everybody does it. It goes viral. But if you did something real, like what you're talking about, that's not just some trendy, hey, dump ice on my head and claim we're doing it for charity. Everybody look at my video. No. If you did something real, they would never let it trend. Because I've tried to do stuff like that in the past, and it just, they'll never let it trend. That's why I'm translating things into the real world. That's why I'm moving my battle into the 3D digital realm, because they have the 3D physical realm, because they have the digital realm totally rigged, and they would never let anything like that trend. Not that it's a bad idea. It's just, I feel like the ultimate goal would be to get a hashtag trending, and they'd never let it happen. They would never, ever let that go viral. Chase, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Josh in Georgia. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, Owen.
Howdy.
I want to talk to you about the censorship, but I wanted to plug some products real quick, if that was okay.
Sure.
I got the BrainForce Plus. Fantastic. I no longer need coffee in the morning. Don't have as much brain fog, and I got the ultimate bone broth for 50% off, which is a steal. I also want to plug the newest product Alex has been plugging on InfoWars, yes, which is the Super Shemale Vitality, Marissa Minks' favorite. And, you know, I'm really tired of them putting chemicals in the water that turn freaking Alex gay. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, Owen.
I mean, you got to have something more than that. I mean, you called in yesterday. You had the same song and dance, and you failed.
I didn't call in yesterday, Owen.
I mean, come on.
I'm a general in the InfoWars Army, Owen, and you sitting here tossing this at me, telling me I called you yesterday.
You did. You made the same joke. Do I have to go to the tapes?
I mean, I clicked on the wrong thing, and suddenly tranny porn popped up.
This guy's, that's not bad. You're kind of funny.
Anything else?
Anything else? Oh, he left! I didn't even kick him off! He bailed! That sucks, man. I mean, can I get a quality troll to call in, please? A quality troll? That's not even a quality troll. Dude, you probably just sold a bottle of BrainForce for us. Thank you. Man. Make trolls great again. All right. You know what? That does it for today's show. I'm sorry to the other callers I didn't get to. That troll, I just wish he could, he manages to slip through the cracks, but he's not even effective. He's not funny. He doesn't give me anything to, there's no lemons to turn into lemonade. He calls in and he thinks he makes a joke that triggers me, and it falls on deaf ears. So anyway, a good attempt. I invite the trolls though. I mean, I think it's good radio. When they're actually funny. But that individual's 0 for 2 now. We'll see if he strikes out tomorrow. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Remember, I'm starting InfoWars Army. This is how we get this is how we get active and engaged in the 3D realm. InfoWars Army at InfoWars.com for inquiries. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
InfoWars.com/show